is outside the amateur radio band. And the reason why we do that is just because we can talk about amateur radio topics at other times of the week. So we should carve out this little niche for this portion of the amateur radio, of the radio monitoring hobby. So on this end, we'll not only talk about the different frequencies that are used, but also who's using them, how they're using them, what kind of equipment, and where you can find more information. The basic information for this net and for this repeater system. One, this is a link repeater system with over a dozen repeaters tied together. You can find all the repeaters at the website www.n2row.net. Please pick the repeater that's closest to where you are. This way you have a better chance of having a good signal into the system. And because it is a link repeater system, when you key up, pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way all the links get locked into place and you don't get the beginning part of your transmission cut off. When you're checking in tonight, please give your call sign, name, and location. And please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. Everything that happens on this net is based upon the traffic that is brought to it. This is not a canned, pre-programmed radio offering. This is a discussion forum, so anybody participates. And that's the way it's been for 18 years. If you're not able to make it on the air for whatever reason, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email to our new email address, which is nydxa@nydxa.info. That's nydxa@nydxa.info. And any email received will be relayed over here. So at this point, we're going to stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way, people have a chance to check in and don't get stepped on. This is F20B.
32CLW, North in Manhattan, individual mount walking to the monitoring.
KC2SYL, the name is Bill, Queens, monitoring.
This is. And 1MLZ, Bob in Beaufort, Connecticut. Good evening, no traffic.
that's what was happening with you before.
Yeah, I heard it on your signal issue, so I'll tell them that. I don't have a way to monitor it because the transmission with the power is just accepted. You put in any other radio, so I can't really monitor the computer when you put there.
And Soma Flight, the system needs to warm up a little bit. Gotta get more activity out here then. Gotta keep it all nice and toasty. Okay, yeah, I've noticed that with some of the federal stuff that's encrypted, P25 encrypted, that you don't get it popping on the channel. So, unless it's a firmware update for the scanners, something we just have to live with. But it's interesting that, Nassau County has had this system for a while, has spent the money for a while, and is still not using it. Yeah, our tax dollars hard at work once more.
Yeah, well, I guess they want to perfect it 100% before they start using it. It looks like there's not going to be any bases at all. It's just all portables and mobiles, according to what I read there, so that's interesting.
Enough remote receivers, they don't need any radio with more power than that. Now, I think that's the ultimate in building up any of these trunking systems, that they want to make it so available for any 2-watt HT, even if it's smack in the middle of the building in the basement. And sometimes it just spends so much time trying to tweak it here and there. I hear them every so often working on the new UHF system, the same kind of thing, doing coverage checks one part of the building to another part of the building.
Yeah, I guess it does take much to lose the signal. There's supposed to be 23 remote receivers, according to something I read there. 23 remote, that's quite a good coverage, I guess.
Okay, your audio went down again.
That's right again. Yeah, it's supposed to be 23 remote receivers on that Nassau system, according to what I read. 23 remotes.
Well, and for a relatively flat county, you need 23 separate receivers. Oh well. What's there with trees? Gobbling up that 500 meg signal.
Yeah, you would think it was 800 megahertz, but it's 500, so it's kind of, I guess it really has good coverage. That's why they don't need any bases.
Bob, just a quick question. Which computer frequency did you get into the system?
Yeah, I hear the audio going again. 145.23. 145.23. Let me try the 147.150.
Right,
that's
the
same. Hold on. I guess that didn't work at all. 147.150. Oh well.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of letting all the repeater carriers drop before picking up. It sounds like it's voting. Comparator kind of situation.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It goes up and down once in a while, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, ever since they had that lightning problem a couple weeks ago, things have been a little funny. Alright. Anything else, Bob? Anything in the world of military listening up there?
Here, I could, as a normal, stuff in
just hit up too quick. Wait for all the carriers to drop completely and then hit up.
I was wondering.
Ralph, I'll pass it over to you, and it looks like we have to cut a little short tonight. So, Ralph, you're going to be the last one unless somebody else jumping in. KC2SU and 10B.
Yeah, Carl, thank you, Charlie. It's KC2NGU. I will make it real quick. What is a unit then trunking telephone, specifically model number STS-335-TSD? Sierra, 335 Tango Sierra Delta, a unit then trunking telephone. It uses the old analog frequencies of cell phones that used to use them. But what is this using for this particular phone, if anybody knows?
A trunking telephone? It might be one of the old cell phones. What was the model number again? Give it to me slowly. I'll see if there's something in Google.
Yeah, I looked in Google, and it's like a trunking telephone that uses a repeater system. It reminds me of like one of the phones that you said along the highway, that those yellow ones. It's ready, Sierra, Papa, Sierra, 335, Tango, Sierra, Delta.
All right, SPS 335, TS, what was the last letter? Matter what is channel one or whatever frequencies are broken. lived into it. One, they're in the 800 megahertz band. Okay. And two, being a trunking radio, it needs a trunking repeater to connect to. And you're not going to find one. Like I said, it's an older system. And especially in the rebanding process that we've just gone through, you could very well be keying up on somebody else's frequency. Like state police, port authority, the MTA buses, you could be keying up on anything. So unless you're authorized for that frequency, you can't key up anymore. And it's not going to connect to anything, it's not going to be any good to you. Okay. This audio thing is increasingly unstable tonight, so at this point we'll just cut them in short and I'll give Richie a call and let him know what's going on. And we'll see everybody else next week. Hopefully it'll get straightened out. And no one is electrical problems, especially from a nearby lightning strike. The problems can be quite intermittent and sometimes hard to find, or multiple things have gone wrong. So if you think you've got one thing fixed, something else is still amiss. So it may take a little bit of time. Alright, well, send it to everybody. We'll catch you next week. And one will be out.